A food blog that hit the internet in May is aiming to promote and sustain the downtown Bloomington Farmers Market. Stephanie Davidson and Jennifer Swartout are the writers behind Legit Local, giving people who wander the farmers market a little direction on what to buy and then what to do with it. Swartout thinks a minority of people going to the market utilize the market effectively.
There's a lot of people that come to the market, but they're not necessarily shopping for all their groceries. So there's a lot of traffic. I would say there's probably a hardcore group of folks that come in and they look forward to buying the vegetables and the fruits and other crafts at the market every week. But I would say it's a minority of people who really get all of their vegetables locally at the market. It takes a little bit of effort.
Yeah. So why is that? Is it the effort? Is it the time involved to actually?
I think it's a combination of things. Part of the reason that we started the blog was actually because trying to piece together meals out of what's in season is sometimes hard when you're not used to knowing what's in season. You know, and the market's going to show you with a little bit of extension on either side for the farmers that have like greenhouses and hoop houses that can extend seasons. I mean, you know, otherwise they can't be giving us carrots right now. But it can be hard to figure out what you're supposed to do with a ton of tomatoes and basil and turnips, which don't go well together, by the way.
that was my next question.
No.
What would you do with basil, tomato, and turnips?
No.
Two different meals.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I'm sure there's something out there that someone does. That's great. But and I think that it's often very intimidating. You know, that I don't know about you, Steph, but I've certainly, because I find all of this, when I walk up, I just fall in love with all of it. And so I come home with quantities of food that way exceed what my household potentially can eat, which is why one of the reasons why I started to have to freeze and preserve things. But I think, understandably, they're busy. Their weekends are busy. And when they come to the market, it can be pretty overwhelming. Like, how do I plan this? What do I use it for? And so that understandably makes people kind of grazers or visitors rather than shoppers.
So with your blog, Legit Local, it's at legitlocal.blog. Are you aiming for practical? You're trying to give people a plan so that when they come to the farmers market, they know they need some of this, some of that, and some of the other thing in order to go home and prepare something, Stephanie?
Yeah, so one of the things I was trying to do, and I've not been as consistent as I wanted to be, was to have this market menu post each week that ideally would go up midweek and give people just some options for breakfasts that were, you know, using local ingredients, lunches, dinners, and linking out to other sites. We didn't feel like we needed to be creating recipes all the time and posting those. But sometimes it's just a combination. Like, if you've never tried local oats, you don't have to buy steel cut oats. They don't have to be flattened, pressed. You can actually just cook whole oats and they're delicious. Or you can run them through your food processor really quickly and open them up. But so we wanted to give people a sense of what to buy, what to look for, and what you could make out of those things that are currently in season each week.
And when I looked at your blog, you know, when I think of going to the farmer's market, I don't think of breakfast. You know, I think of dinner. And so when I saw the breakfast burrito or a breakfast bowl, which looked great. That's a great idea. And you can get the meat there as well.
And the market menu, we try to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that way, you're not just focusing on like, well, what can I make this weekend or Saturday night or Sunday barbecue? What can I do for the rest of the week? That isn't hard. That isn't complicated, ideally.
So are we at peak market, so to speak, the time that may be the easiest for people to find the things that they need to do just about anything at home for food prep?
All the popular stuff that everybody loves is in season right now. So those tomatoes, the corn, the peaches, the green beans, you know, I won't have to write any unloved vegetable blogs about corn, right? Everybody loves corn, and there's a million great things you can do with it. But if you haven't tried it, if you haven't visited, this is the time to go, and it only gets better. I mean, you asked, you know, what happens later? Well, honestly, the bounty kind of just grows and grows and grows until the end of the outdoor market.
Anything you want to add?
No, just plus all the aromatics. So if you're just, I like to kind of play around in the kitchen. And so, you know, you can throw in, you know, basil and you've got cilantro. And, you know, between all the farmers, you manage to get an awful lot of really good, fresh aromatic stuff that tastes different than what you buy at the supermarket if it's been shipped across the country. It's just, it has a different flavor.
So I'm going to put both of you on the spot. The farmer's market is tomorrow. What are you recommending? What should people look for at the farmer's market, and what should they do with it? You have a recipe in mind?
This is what is great about local produce is that the flavor is so intense that I would challenge anybody to pick up something that they normally think is bland, right? I was reading this really, you know, just a blog the other day looking for a recipe, and somebody, the food writer, had said something about the potatoes being, well, they're kind of bland, and that, so they're great in the curry because you can put, you know, she's talking about the spices. And I'm thinking, my goodness, none of the potatoes I get at the market ever strike me as bland. We do so little to it, maybe a little bit of olive oil, we'll throw it in the oven, we'll throw it on the grill. And so I would challenge folks to just, you know, think of their favorite vegetable and go buy it and prepare it very simply, and then ask yourself, does this taste different?
Do you think people work too hard at trying to prepare the vegetables? Are they covering up the flavor in some cases?
Sometimes, sure. I mean, it depends on what you're used to doing. I think everybody's baseline is different. Everybody's sort of comfort level with playing around with vegetables is different.
And cuisines are different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so what you kind of grew up around. I don't think there's any right way or wrong way, but I guess I'm thinking about in terms of how intimidating, you know, it can be to plan a menu. And so simple, you're really going to be rewarded this time of year for preparing things simply with very few ingredients.
All right. That's Jennifer Swartout, Steph Davison. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Sound Ideas. They're both behind the Legit Local blog at legitlocal.blog. Thanks again for your time. We
Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much,
Thank
Mike.
You.
Besides the blog, Swartout and Davison have a Facebook page at facebook.com/legitlocal. The downtown Bloomington Farmers Market and Artist Alley gets underway tomorrow at 7:30. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89FM, WGLT.org, and GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media.